This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
If Monique is listening, which she's not, if she's listening, it's a first. She's wondering, where's Frank? Where's Frank? Is he eating food or is he posing with Tammy Joy? And the answer is both, of course. Back at 1860s Saloon here in Soulard, getting ready for the big Mardi Gras festivities. And we decided to do a little taste testing in advance of Mardi Gras, the crab cakes. And that's not something you can find too many places. The crab cakes, handmade, hand-breaded, outstanding.
And that aioli sauce with the chicken strips, it comes as advertised. They always say they have the best chicken strips in town, and they are living up to the advanced billing. Joining us is our good friend, who lives pretty close, Brian McKenna. Brian, good to be with you. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well. I was driving around. I had a meeting in downtown St. Louis. Heard you guys. Thought I'd stop by and here go check out this Tammy Joy.
Not the crab cakes.
Listen, no. I mean, the crab cakes, yeah, sure, but I'm going to have to go back and order a drink from Tammy Joy. And you know, with joy comes pain. Don't ever forget that.
You heard me say aioli, and you're like, hey, I've been called worse. I want to ask McKenna, who is a long-suffering Blues fan.
Yes.
Are you afraid to get excited? Because my theory is, as good as it's been for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is, the most cynical Blues fan says, all right, when's the disappointment?
Yes, I am. I've got a Blues boner right now, but I have a feeling I'm going to need some Viagra in early April. Because we need that every year in April. No, you know what? Just enjoy the ride right now. I mean, they're fun to watch. They were boring earlier this year. They weren't very entertaining. I talked to somebody 2 days ago, and I won't say who it is, but who is very, very close to the team, and they said that the locker room was kind of a mess earlier, and Berube has come in and straightened things out. And when they said a mess, they said a lot of clicks. And I believe I heard Cam Jansen say that once. They just seem to be on the same page right now. They're fun to watch.
And they just come out and hammer team. You know, when you're on this winning streak, you get a little nervous. Oh, tonight's the night. It doesn't go their way. And then they'll just come out and score right away. And you could just feel that energy. I hope it carries over to home because so much of the good lately has been on the road.
See, that's the problem. You know, what are they, just one game over 500
and
at
if
home?
If you count an overtime loss, it's 14 and 15 at home. So, really, you've walked away with 15 losses, 14, 13, and 2.
I heard Joey Vitale say it's almost boring. Because every game it's 3-0, 4-0.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope I'm bored the rest of the season. And you know what? Let's just quit this number one A goalie. Jake Allen's the backup. End of story. Done.
Yeah. He'll play next Saturday because it's a Saturday-Sunday game. But it's hard to believe. Shut out? No, you got to wait another week before you play.
And I talked to Joey Vitale on the TV side yesterday, and this wasn't even on camera. He said, if you notice – during TV timeouts and all that, he said, there can be goalie tension on teams. And he goes, I've seen it. He said, as soon as Binnington comes over, he said, Jake is talking to him about where the weird bounces are in that building. And he said, they really are working together. And I'm sure for his own psyche, for Jake, to get that shutout in Colorado is a little bit like, okay, I'm not just along for the ride. Okay, I'm not a total bozo. I know what I'm doing here. But there's no doubt it's Binnington's team right now.
So they don't have the Brett Favre-Aaron Rodgers relationship going.
Yeah, that's well stated. How about this, too? You know, in a franchise that at one time had, like, Plante and Hall, and then they had another stretch where they had Federko and Sutter, and then Hull and Oates, and, you know, Pronger and McInnes, that this group right here is going to have – possibly, if it happens, by 9:30 tonight, have the greatest stretch in Blues history.
Think about that.
Well, and the 10th win the last time, Freddie Brathwaite was the goalie.
So
I think Boganicki had a goal. So I guess to your point, Frank, weird things can happen even when it's not the best collection of talent. And wouldn't that be so Blues to actually make a deep run? And
right.
I won't even jinx it and say win a certain thing, but – when it isn't the team you were counting on or the beginning of the year, we added so-and-so, and you really – like, as great as the offseason was last year and the additions that happened, and you felt – Perron, you were kind of like, all right, yeah, he's been here before. Okay, fair enough. This Bozek seems like a decent addition. O'Reilly, we didn't know how good he would be. But I don't think anybody after the offseason said, oh, this is a cup contender. I think we thought, well, they can compete for the playoffs.
And what about the concept, too, is let's just trot out – our three best players on the same line. Now, I know that happens in some places, but not very often.
You know, sometimes in sports radio guys, we're over. Coaches, how about, you know, sometimes you just throw the puck on the ice, throw the sticks out there, and just play hockey. I think basketball, to be honest with you, is one of the most too overanalyzed games to where you don't – I'm not sure you need to set a play every time down court. Sometimes tell the guys, go out and do what you do best. Yeah, and see what happens. And sometimes maybe that just takes the pressure off people.
Wasn't that the Billy Cunningham? He called a timeout with the Sixers, and he said, we're going to run the give and go. And they're all like, oh, okay. And he said, give it to Julius, and the rest of you go to hell.
Yeah. There was a famous story where Gene Shue is the coach of that one wildly psycho 76er team that had all that talent. And Doug Collins runs by the bench, and he yells at Gene Shue. He says, tell McGinnis to pass the ball. And so McGinnis runs by, and Gene Shue says, George, pass the ball. And then McGinnis says, blank you and blank Collins.
You know, it is interesting, though. You can tell the guys are having fun now. And that has a lot – you know, we think because they're professional athletes and they're millionaires and all that, they don't have feelings. And, you know, that's their job. I know – you can't, you know, you try to figure that out, but that's their job. And let's face it, no matter what business you're in, if you're not successful, work sucks at times. And now you just see, I mean, look at Tarasenko. Look at who is that guy now? Where was he?
How about Brian McKenna sporting the John Mozeliak scarf?
Yeah.
Tied in a little knot around the front.
I guess you're relatively secure about your masculinity.
Look at
you
this.
Can do that.
Oh, I am a flaming heterosexual. There is no doubt about
that. I've been that way for most of your life.
Totally.
Most
yes.
of your life?
Most of my life.
Yes.
Most of my life. You know, there was the first 2 years in college, Frank.
You experimented.
Hey, my roommate was Italian. How could I hold back?
I don't know if I've seen Brian this stylish.
Well, I have to tell you this.
It is good.
On the way down here, I thought about taking it off coming in here because I thought you guys were really going
to
hammer me.
It doesn't matter how old we are. We're all paranoid. Frank puts on the turtleneck, and he's like, oh, I know they're going to drill me on the internet or whatever. We're all – at some point we should be over it.
But is this working? That's the bottom line.
I think
it's working.
Yeah.
And who do we have in back again? Tammy Joy?
That's why he's all dialed up.
Oh, yeah.
He was listening at home.
And that cologne, I could smell the high karate from here.
No, you know what? That's cool water. And you know what this material is? Feel this jacket. You know what that is? That's freaking boyfriend material, my friend, right there. Is Tammy married?
Well, I have not asked.
All right, if she is, tell her to lay back. I'll do all the cheating.
All right.
How did we know he'd have material at the ready?
Can I quickly, on the way out, tell you about...
He's got a plug. He's got a plug.
And I didn't come by for the
this
plug,
like,
but you invited
Carson.
Me on.
He sits on the set. What do you got? What are you plugging
in? The Vibe Tribe, our charity that's been helping out families who have kids with cancer the past 2 years. We've been picking up some steam, and we're going to take it to the next level. That's going to be my new career. We're getting it going now and selling corporate sponsorships and that, but we've been able to help many families whose kids have been suffering from cancer. There was a family in Washington, Missouri, who their daughter has cancer, and both of their cars in the same week broke down, and she lost part of her funding for her cancer treatment. So we were able to join up with AFAF, anything for a friend, and that's the Garcia family, and we were able to give them a check for $3,000 immediately, and that's what we're going to do with the Vibe Tribe. We're going to be kind of the backstoppers of charities where immediately we go to a family's house and give them a check so they don't have to worry about the house payment or anything for a while.
Do you have a website?
No, we just started putting together. We do have a Facebook page.
Spell it.
The Vibe Tribe. Just the Vibe Tribe. And our motto is your vibe attracts your tribe. But
nice.
I didn't come on for the plug.
No, I appreciate you.
Came for Tammy Joy, I'm telling you.
Stay for the crab cakes.
Brian, we appreciate it. Right. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
We've got our Tuesday visit with Kenny Wallace, just back from Daytona. Also, a lot of baseball to talk about. Carlos Martinez on the shelf for a couple of weeks. Manny Machado signed with the Padres and the Blues, taking on Toronto tonight. We usually lie, but we do actually have a lot to get to today.
And some business items here. Ryan Kelly has customer service that no one can match. Ryan Kelly makes the process easier than anyone in town. I was talking with one of my friends who is a closer at a local tile company. I asked him about Ryan Kelly. He tells me that Ryan Kelly's loans are the only loans that go to the table without any problems. All to often borrowers get to the closing table and the loan terms are not what they originally agreed upon, that should never happen. Give Ryan Kelly a call. And, of course, a quick word about Dr. Michael Jones. He's the best eye surgeon in the country. We appreciate him being a loyal sponsor, practices on both sides of the river. He's a professor at St. Louis University, and he's really one of the great eye surgeons. The phone number is 866-260-EYES, 866-260-EYES. Tell him I sent you.
Frank, can I say one thing?
Yes.
Charlie Marlowe, is it true he's reporting that Ryan Kelly will be the Cardinals' closer on opening day? Is that true or not?
Oh, I like that. That should be in a commercial.
There you go. See?
We'll take a break. We're coming right back.